Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the I Am Well show, and I am your host, Annemieke van Eijkel from the Netherlands. Co-host tonight is Rhonda Harrison from HummingbirdHealingOils.com. You can find her there. My website is CrystallineTherapies.com, and tonight's guest is a really special one. Tonight we have Julian Forrest as our guest on the I Am Well show, and he's a remarkable artist. He creates amazing music and will be on tour starting from the end of March. So right now, he is, as we speak, in the car from Lake Tahoe to Phoenix, Arizona. And this just came up in the spur of the moment. So we'll be connecting with Julian shortly. He is an eclectic musician that is creating a new renaissance on planetary scale. So make sure to tune in to this very interesting and exciting episode. Don't hesitate to call in to speak with the artist himself. You can do that calling 347-838-9142 after the message. Please press a 1 to be in queue. If the message doesn't say so, but we can't see you if you don't. So he is a musician and a composer as well. A noted philosopher, who's especially known for his extraordinary new synthesis of classical learning, science harmonics, and geometry, which is rapidly altering how many view art and the world in revolutionary, groundbreaking ways. Arcanum, his new album, is released on Spirited Records. Recordings have been used in movies and on many interviews, as well as on the Sacred Geometry videos of the great Charles Gilchrist. And when hearing the music from Arcanum, many people have mystical and transcendent experiences. The music contains a genuine talismanic magic. It also far transcends what most people think as an electric guitar even is capable of. People often ask, how many tracks has the album? What kind of synthesizer is used? Many similar questions. How many instruments does he play? Well, several. It's really just a standard electric guitar that he plays with. However, being played in super visionary and innovative ways, check this music out as it will take you to magical places. Now, we have tried to upload music to play in the show, but I'm not sure if we managed. I didn't get any feedback about that, but I hope that Julian is with us live on the show right now. Julian, are you with us? Hello?
Julian hasn't made it into the studio just yet. We're still awaiting its arrival. As soon as
okay.
he arrives, I will make you aware of that, okay?
Okie dokie. And that's a new voice for me from the moderator in the back office. Maybe we have a nice music that we can play while we are waiting for Julian, and that I am going to try to message him. So I'm going to mute myself so you don't hear me typing. And I'm going to try to get him on the show.
Julian has now joined us.
Oh, he's joined us. That's wonderful.
Hey there. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, now we can hear you. We were already about to message you. I gave you a very long introduction already, telling a whole lot of things about you, about your music, what you do, and about your new album, and that you're currently in the car on the way to your next performance. Is Julian still there?
Julian has dropped once again.
Okay, co-host, can you please introduce yourself? Because you're new.
I'm not new. I'm the station director. I'm Cecil
McDaniel. Oh, Cecil McDaniel. Welcome to the show. I didn't recognize the voice. I'm so sorry. So I'm going to mute myself for 5 seconds to try to get our guest back on with a message.
I'll tell you what, as soon as your guest calls back in, I will patch him into the show.
Yes, I just sent him a message on Facebook. He has his phone on, so he will receive everything. And I asked to please upload music from him, but it doesn't seem possible to do that. It was obviously a technical problem to get his music on the show, but you can find him on YouTube. He really has a lot of musical videos on there. He's been busy for quite some time already. And just type in Julian Forest musician, and then you will find him, because there's also a Julian Forest resort, which has nothing to do with our guests from tonight. So there is also a big event in August, 28th till the 30th of August. It's really a family event about personal and spiritual development, natural health and wellness, community and culture, and sustainable living, which is also with a lot of music that, you know, belongs in that area. And our guest, Julian Forrest, is going to be there to play as well. As I mentioned, he is on the road constantly already for several weeks. They had a short time out to create the Arcanum album and are now currently touring all the time to all their performances. Then there will be a few weeks time out, I believe, at the end of May, beginning of June, and then he will be touring all summer again. So if you would like to get a hold of Julian, you can go to his Facebook page. That should be facebook.com and then julian.forest.92. That should be the right Facebook, at least that is what I'm having here. So if you're on Facebook, just try it there. His YouTube channel, and he Twitters also, but I do not have the current address for that. I was going to ask Julian about that. But Julian's YouTube channel is Julian Forest Phoenix. So Julian Forest Phoenix, where you can find his channel with all his recordings that he has on there. He's made several albums already. So his music will take you to another state of consciousness. I've listened to several of his recordings, several of his new albums, and I was amazed. I was pleasantly surprised, and that doesn't happen easy. It is celestial music. It's real, you know, a real renaissance for the earth to have this globally being played. It brings about an harmonic feeling. It is spiritual music. It is a blending of what's out in the universe and what's here on earth, and bringing that together, connecting that.
And so, Julian has joined again.
Julian is back with us. Hello, Julian.
Hey. I seem to have gotten back through for a little bit, so let's see how long we can keep this going. What beautiful, kind things to say. I really appreciate those words and the great description. I can tell that you really feel the music, and I appreciate it very much.
Oh, thank you very much. So you could hear me, we're just not online with us. That's great.
I used a kind of an interesting technique here. Is I took my friend's phone, and I was calling alternately between my phone and his phone, trying to see which one might get me through. And so I would hear a lot of it, which is great.
Oh, my goodness. Men and techniques, it always works. They make it figure out somehow that it will work. You know, guys and devices and phones and computers, somehow it always works. Now that we have you, can you tell us something more about yourself?
Sure, absolutely. One of the things that I'd like to share is that I have a network of people over the entire planet that I'm working with right now. Some of them are my personal assistants, and some of them are people that are just good friends or helpers, but also a lot of artisans, scientists, musicians, philosophers, so on and so forth. And really kind of the bigger scope of the whole thing is that we all realize that certain types of music and knowledge and approaches like sacred geometry, as you mentioned, and things along these lines, they create a different reality on the planet. They create the opportunity for a new renaissance, which is what we're really developing. Mm-hmm. Understanding that renaissances are developed by, you know, visionary people, then we can be more proactive about that idea by understanding It's like, wait, we really can change things. You know, art and music alter things. And so those are some of the things that I would share with you just right off.
Right. So basically you have connections all over the world with all kinds of remarkable people that have already got an impact in their field, and you work together with them. I have read that you are also, or your music has been in films and all kinds of ventures.
Yes, it's amazing. It's been in several movies, and also Charles Gilchrist, who's one of my favorite artists ever, uses them on the Sacred Geometry videos that he does. And so there's been some really great interviews, great movies, and great art videos that have used the music. And now there's a new movie being produced, which I'm co-producing with Michael Cutt, and that movie is actually going to also have my music as the soundtrack. And I'm pretty excited about that new project as well. And I'm really excited, too. I really want to make sure that I acknowledge Spirited Records. They have really taken good care of me and treated me extremely well. And they created artwork for me and did my album cover. They sponsor my tour. So Spirited Records is really doing a great job with me right now.
Yes, I've seen the cover of the album. It's really magnificent. It's absolutely something. Yeah, it is beautiful. It looks like this old shrine, this old kind of temple in God knows where, the land of that we haven't met yet. And it's really amazing. It has a certain vibration on it, a certain feeling that comes from it, and that just, you know, comes at you looking at it. But it's really pleasant to look at. It's really beautiful. I listen to the music, and I think for a lot of people, this is a brush of fresh air, really, to listen to that. So now you're also broadening your creative perspective to co-producing the movie. And Julian dropped, I think. Hello? Julian is not with us for the moment. He will be calling back shortly, I think. One of the things that...
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I got back in. I kept my friend's phone on and saved me again. So I could hear.
Oh, this is going to be a funny hour.
I know, it's awesome. And I remember sending you the message earlier, and I was so incredibly behind as far as like what I needed to do at the last minute to change my travel plans. And I thought, okay, it's no matter what, I've got to send a message to, you know, on Facebook and let you know what was up. I can't leave that one hanging, you know. So you got to have some kind of integrity about, you know, when you have an appointment to do a radio interview, you know, especially with such a nice person like yourself.
Oh, thank you very much. there are a lot of special things about you. You play a lot of instruments, or you play several instruments, and one of them is a sitar. Now, that's not an easy one to play, especially not the way you do it.
Well, thank you. I'll share with you a couple of my favorite instruments. I play the sitar, and I'm actually a part of Ravi Shankar's organization. And when, before he passed, I made a tribute to him, and I was asked by the organization that he created specifically to do that. And that's something that I'm very, very honored by. He's a great influence. And so I love the sitar, and I love music of India. And the video could be found by typing in Maitri Sarkar 12-12-12 on YouTube. And if you can't find it that way, it's on my timeline and my Facebook. But I also play classical guitar, and I do classical concerts. So I'll play classical guitar sometimes at a classical concert, but sometimes I'll actually just play the electric guitar at a classical concert when everyone else is playing standard instruments, which is kind of neat that they are cool with me doing that. And so I've developed a thing with technique and music where I can actually play any music that I want to, or play any instrument. And that's kind of part of the Renaissance thinking that I was alluding to earlier, is thinking about, you know, how can knowledge be approach where you have freedom to create. And and so I'm also a composer, and the compositions that I create for the most part are very, very different from any kind of standard compositional model. They're using a much broader range of harmonic ideas instead of being super linear, and I'm not thinking so much in creating a chord structure that makes sense in a traditional way at all. It's much more about creating a fluid, ethereal, otherworldly, sort of a inspirational feeling that doesn't sound like other music. And a lot of that is influenced by the ancient world, though. You know, there's the whole thing with Pythagoras and the Egyptian priests and kinds of things, Hindu rishis who are doing things with sounds, and they've transmitted, sometimes just fragments of that. The most thorough amount that you can get of that ancient knowledge from Pythagoras, most preserved easily, not most searched, but they were very amazing, especially how they thought about harmonics and structure of the planets, the music of the spheres, proverbially,
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so you are into a whole lot of different things that all have to do with each other. Celestial vibrations, the universe, but also the Egyptians, the very influential music of Ravi Shankar. I also saw you wear an ankh, which is an Egyptian cross. So you're really tapping from a whole lot of different areas to combine and connect in your music.
Well, that's really great that you noticed about the ankh, and I have it with me actually right now, that exact ankh that you would have saw on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very important emblem for a lot of reasons, and that particular one is very blessed. I've had it with me on many important performances. But I consider Egypt to be the primary mother and resource of inspiration for myself and much of the world. If you start looking really carefully at the Italian Renaissance, it becomes more and more apparent. It's not in the standard history books always, but if you really look into it, they were trying to create the classical world. They were trying to create what was going on in ancient Egypt. They were reading classical literature and trying to extract every little bit they could. The Medicis were sending book scouts out to Macedonia and Constantinople and bringing back the back manuscripts to Europe. So when you look at what Leonardo da Vinci was reading, he was reading Hermetica, and he was reading Archimedes, and he was reading about Pythagoras, he was reading Plato. And so the ancient world was influenced by Egypt, ultimately. So Plato and Pythagoras, they both went to Egypt and they were initiated. So a lot of their higher harmonic knowledge and understanding actually came directly from the Egyptians.
Wow, that is a whole lot of knowledge there. What was basically your major influence that started you off in the direction that you're in now? Because you were classically schooled, as I understood.
I like to use the model of thinking about that. It's that I was kind of coming from higher up and then working down. And I'll explain how that really works. For me, it was a truly mysterious, mystical thing, because I actually had genuine mystical experiences where I heard the celestial music before I could play an instrument. And so I would hear the music, and I think, wow, that's amazing. There's nothing on earth that's like this music. And then as time went on, and eventually I picked up an instrument, and I had more of these experiences, I started asking myself eventually, after I became a really competent rock guitar player, I said, well, okay, I can play anything any rock guitar player ever played now. I want to become my own composer. I keep revisiting this thing of hearing the celestial music. And so it led me on this huge search that involved everything from technique, classical technique, music theory, to science. I used a lot of science. I tried to figure out how harmonics work, And then I used the science to also figure out how sound worked for music gear, and just I kept pushing myself to try and figure out how I could recreate this celestial music, and I finally have been able to do it, but it took a tremendous amount of different directions and a lot of fumbling around and just trying over and over again and, you know, experimenting and doing new things. And, but it was really from the higher down, you know. I had the hearing of the music and understood that it was something magnificent, and then eventually, by degrees, worked to attain it.
So that was quite a long journey. And you said you actually heard the celestial music, let's say not with your normal ears, but with other ears. You just sensed it and picked it up and tried to make that come out of your own instrument. And that's certainly not an easy thing to do, because when I hear what you do, it's really something else. And I don't play guitar and sitar myself, but I would think that's rather a difficult thing to do what you do there. Now you're on the way to Phoenix as we speak for a few concerts. Yep, and they're keeping you busy. They're keeping you on the road. That's a good thing, by the way. You have a spring tour and a summer tour. Can you tell us a little bit more about your tours? Where will you be?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's starting to become something really, really exciting, and I'm glad you mentioned that. The spring tour started with my Phoenix and Sedona concert. So I'm playing in Phoenix on the 3rd and Sedona on the 4th. And you can look those up on my Facebook page or Google it. They should come up with the events that have been created around those. So that's great. But the summer tour is going to be even more magnificent by quite a bit, because I'm actually going to go visit Charles Gilchrist on the way across the country. And no doubt we'll end up doing some kind of video together or something. But also, I'm playing on the Woodstock site, where the 1969 Woodstock happened. So that's very exciting, because I played there before, and they're such dear friends of mine. I've stayed in contact with them, continually love them very much. But after that, I'm going to be playing at a place called 3 Days of Light Festival, and that's in Asheville. Yeah. And I'm doing a workshop there, too, on harmonics and geometry.
Oh, that's interesting. Yes, they have a website, www.3dlgathering.com. So if people want to have information about that, it's really a family. You can take your kids and your grandparents and everybody there. It's a whole weekend, 3 days, 28th till 30th of August, and it's all about these times that we live in, the gathering of light, 3 days of light. It's spiritual development, personal development, natural health and wellness, community and culture and sustainable living, everything that is really, you know, important to everybody right now, and that we're all trying to do our best for, to learn and to adapt. So there is a 3-day gathering. You can find it on the internet. Please go there. It will be a great event to take your family to and have an awesome experience. So you will be playing there as well, and you will be doing a workshop there as well. Tell us a little bit more about the content of that workshop. People will be interested.
Absolutely. And you know what? I'm so glad that we covered so many things, and you've done an excellent job. You're amazing to have all this your fingertips. I'm going to have to go here in a moment, because I've actually got to send a text to someone as part of my travel plans. And we're near the place where I'm supposed to meet with them. So I need to go here pretty soon. But you know what? We can totally even do one of these again, and I would welcome that. And so, but I better go for now, and I'm so glad that it worked out. I was starting to wonder there when the phone went out a few times, but we got it done.
Yeah, we got it done. There's no problem. I'll be happy to have you back on several topics when you have more time and you are not on the road again. Let's try to plan it, because this was also in spur of the moment that you got, urged to get up and move. It wasn't planned at all.
That's right.
So let's get together when you have time, let's say in a few days, when you are through your current concerts, and let me know what we can do for you and how we can help you to just schedule another show. It's always on Tuesday evening with me. So thank you very much for being on the show. I know you're very busy. Thank you very much if you wanted to be with us. It was amazing having you, and I hope to see you back soon.
And I'll be in contact with you online as well, okay, soon.
Yeah, it's on Facebook. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that was Julian Forrest, our guest for tonight. We were hoping he had more time, and originally he would have had, because we had planned a whole hour. But as I said in the beginning, he had been called away, that he had to jump in the car and go to Phoenix, Arizona in a hurry, because several appearances for him had been scheduled, and there was nothing we can do about that. So we were happy to have him for this very nice half hour. With that, I would like to go to the commercial break, and after that, we do not have another guest, so this will be a short show this time of just half an hour. But Julian will be back for sure to join us again and talk some more about his tours, his music, his love for music, and how he came to do a lot of things that we haven't even talked about, because the list is long. Thank you very much for listening to the I Am Well show today. We will be back next week with another lovely guest, so be sure to tune in. This was the show for tonight. Thank you very much. Have a lovely evening and see you next week. Bye-bye.